Yeah, what a superb thing.
And there is one other reflex action there. When you have purchased the fish and you are now the fish's official owner, get it home, the lady wife goes out of the kitchen for 2 seconds. Of course you've got it up, moving its mouth.
Moving its, well, I hear something.
Closing its mouth.
We were in a Chinese restaurant. And you know, this is the same fella who let us pour tea from one of those wall-mounted tea caddies, the auto caddy, for a bet.
Boy Hannon.
Boy, John Hannon again. Opened his mouth under a tea caddy at a party and let us push that plunger, so we filled his mouth up with loose tea leaves. And that was one thing he did. He ate a moth. And here's the other thing he did. And this was fantastic.
He ate a moth.
The only party I've ever been to where they had actual waiters. Yeah, actual waiters coming around with the livery stuff. John Hannon went out to the kitchen and swapped clothes with one and came in serving drinks and bad-mouthing female, like the posher guest, even got up with a tray, gave the fella 20 quid, put on the dicky bow and everything, went back in the front room and went up with trays of drinks. When people tried to take them, he showed them the back of his hand.
Yeah,
and it's John, you can't do that here, right? This is John Hannon, the legend. So the fish thing, we was in a Chinese restaurant. Two things he did. And one of those tables in the Chinese restaurants, they have the round table that spins in the middle.
Yeah,
but we need one of those here.
Yeah,
we
need two.
Like, yeah, but it's just, is that the
call? Yeah, just in the middle.
It spins.
Great record by Detroit Spinners as well.
Of course it was.
It's a new show, people.
So John Hannon thought, I bet I could get up on that little table and run on the spot and really get
into it.
And get running like an old silent film with back projection. So we're all, and this is, there were other guests in the restaurant. They must have been murdered. This is about midnight in Greenwich. And he got up on it, and away he went, and he got about 6 steps into running on the little, and over he went, whoosh, and of course he went straight over. So we had to order some more food, and by then they stopped serving food, but we were spending so much money. They came out with one of these whole fishes in a bag, right? You know these fish? You open the bag, and there's a whole fish inside. Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
They cook them in a bag, yeah. So he went out to the kitchens again, because he's nothing if not forward-thinking, John Hannon, and he lit up a flag.
Right, little thing.
Is he one of your friends who can talk with a
finger
in it? And he actually rolls his own, his roll-up.
Yeah. He lit it up.
And he smoked it down a bit, and then somehow persuaded them before the like to reseal the bag under it and put it in the fish's mouth. And it came up to the table. Ah, the fish. And we opened it up, and there was this fish with a dog in. And now, all right, smoked fish and all that. But I'm telling you, talk about collapse of stout parts. We all went, no. And he made out he didn't know how it happened. And he said, I'm taking this back to the kitchen. I don't want to hear him before that fish is still smoking.